Well, you know, if you'd asked me this question 10 years ago, I would have probably quoted Coleridge and said, "Nor a drop to drink." You know, in the Ancient Mariner, he says, "Water, water everywhere, nor a drop to drink." Well, the issue of getting access to water remains big. There's about 1 billion people that still need access to improved water, and about 2 billion that still need access to improved sanitation. But in the world of climate change today, it's not enough just to talk about access to water. You also have to talk about where is this water going to come from? Only 3% of the world's water can indeed be used for human consumption, whether it's for agriculture, drinking, whether it's for energy. But even from within that 3%, only a fraction actually gets used and can be used. But we're now beginning to see with climate change both droughts as well as floods. It's extremes. So managing extremes has become the great challenge today. And finally, what we call resilience. You know, you have to go into countries and see whether you can build the institutions in the countries that can store water, that can ensure that when, unfortunately, when Ebola hits, that water and sanitation is available for citizens so that water does not get in the way of responding to citizens' support. So the world has shifted from just asking the question, how do you get water and sanitation, to also asking the question, where is the water going to come from? It's quite complicated.
What is the World Bank specifically doing to address this issue?
Well, we're doing many things. First of all, we're working in countries ensuring that citizens get access to water. So in villages, we set up water systems, say in a Bangladesh or in a Kenya or in Myanmar. We begin to deliver water at the village level. We then work at delivering water at the city level. But while this is about service delivery, we then are helping countries negotiate transboundary issues. And in that, helping countries develop transboundary issues, we often bring or what we call brokering of knowledge, learning from Mekong, sharing it with the Nile Basin, learning from Nile Basin, sharing it with the Ganges, Brahmaputra Basin. So exchanges between countries. What are we learning from each other? What are countries learning from each other? So that's a big role that we play. And then once countries are ready, we invest. We invest in dams to store water. We invest in cleaning up rivers so they don't get silted. We then invest in wastewater treatment. We invest in water utilities so that water can serve citizens. The whole chain, if you will, of the water cycle.
What can we personally do to address the issue of water scarcity in the world?
Ultimately, politicians are the ones who need to hear the voice of citizens to make the difference. So for me, it's very simple. Go out and shout. Let your voice be heard.